I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, the complete story of ping-pong diplomacy. But first, every year the NHL awards its best goalkeeper the Vezina Trophy. In 2012, Henrik Lundqvist of the New York Rangers got it. Not surprisingly, he is still their goalie. In 2006, Lundqvist led Sweden to an Olympic gold medal, and he'll soon be trying to do that again. Henrik Lundqvist, welcome to Only a Game.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You will be headed to Sochi shortly. Canada won the gold medal at the 2010 Games. Do you like your chances to recapture it?
I do. The Olympics is such a short tournament. It's about getting everything in the right place at the right time. I definitely think we have the team to do it. It's just about peaking at the right time. And that's what we did 06 in Torino when we won the gold. So I believe in us, but there's definitely some good teams out there.
When the roster for Team Sweden was announced, there were some who said your presence in the net gave your country's team a chance to win every game, but this hasn't been perhaps your best NHL season. How are you feeling personally heading into the Olympics?
Last month or so, I feel like my form is coming and then my game is definitely a lot better and more consistent. I think as a team, we've been winning more games, and obviously that helps your confidence, but the important thing here is going down the stretch now, I feel like things are moving in the right direction. So there's still another couple weeks before we head over to Russia. But for me, my focus is really on just the next game with the Rangers, and we're going after it.
Any worries that the Olympic break will interrupt New York's momentum?
I don't think so. You know, you can look at it in different ways. You know, we actually have a lot of guys going. Some guys say it's bad. Some guys say it's good. So who knows? We'll just have to wait and see how we respond as a team when we come back.
It's interesting to me that the NHL has expressed some doubts about continuing to send players to the Olympics after the Sochi Games. Are you in favor of NHL players continuing to participate?
I think the Olympics is the best platform for any sport. There's no question. I think we should be there. You will have more fans watching that maybe normally don't watch hockey. And to grow the sport, I think the Olympics is the perfect platform.
There have been suicide bombings in Russia this winter, and this week brought a story of a potential threat in Sochi. Are you at all concerned about security at the Games?
Well, every Olympics I've been to, I've had a lot of security. It's just part of the Games, I think, to get in and out the village, to get into the arenas. You know, it takes a lot longer than you used to when you travel here in the U.S. and go into NHL games. So that's something I just expect to be there. In Russia this year, maybe it's going to be another level with security. But when I'm there, I'm not going to try to focus on that. I'm going to try to have a really good time and focus on the good things about the Olympics. And by going there, I think you have to be aware of the situation.
Players on an Olympic hockey team don't have much time to practice together. How do you go about getting familiar with how your temporary teammates are going to operate?
Yeah, it's just going to be a quick turnaround. We fly over on a Sunday. We land Monday morning. We have a practice Monday and Tuesday, and then we play Wednesday. So not a lot of time, but I think a lot of the guys on the team, we know each other from tournaments in the past. But it's definitely going to be an adjustment for a lot of guys to a new system and new teammates. So that will be a big adjustment, I think.
Henrik Lundqvist is a three-time NHL All-Star, and he'll be in Sochi in a couple of weeks to help Team Sweden take a shot at another Olympic medal. Henrik, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.